You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet. But there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana. Today is Sunday, August 14th, 2018. Good evening to the chat group and the which is On Frequency Radio.chattango.com if you want to join us in there. Tigger's Master Kenneth is in the bunker down there in Texas, poised to answer anyone's phone calls on the Twisted Pair, so you're welcome to call in, the number of which is 1-800-313-9443. You know, in pre-show here, I get a kick out of listening to Ralph there up in Alaska there, because I think he'd be fun to sit there and share a bottle of Jack Daniels with, especially where we had an audience to chat like that. We could see how many people we could piss off in the background. But I get tired of this system at times, I'll tell you. But you can see, though, the general apathy of so many people is really getting to a point. You know, as a side note, as Mike Rivero has those nice coffee mugs that says the last act of tyranny is to loot the nation there, or the people. Britain right now is going to change it so that if you're driving 1 mile over the speed limit, it's going to be a $100 fine. But anyway, that just shows you we have war criminals that are running our countries that have authorized the sales of bombs to bomb children over in Yemen and kill damn near 50 kids in a school bus over there returning from a picnic. And we are the criminals because we drive a mile over the speed limit or we don't have our seatbelt fastened or something like that. It just shows you the sheer hypocrisy of everything anymore. Last night I had a chance to talk with another kid there over there in the UK. Well, he's not a kid, but anyway, about politics. But anyway, anyone that knows me and this show here, which could be replaced any time. Doesn't matter to me. Like that, I have dogs, so I'm not worried about it. But I couldn't give a rat's hair off a Tesco and a rat there about politicians. You know, I've been around for almost 60 years here, and I've watched this constant plethora of lie after lie after lie of all these politicians. You know, are promising to do this and promising to do that, and nothing has changed. Right now, this is where many people for their party go out and raise funds into the many hundreds of millions of dollars to elect a certain politician, whether it be a man, woman. And right now, they even have an open, admitted pedophile running for office. And I like to say, if you think my hatred of politicians is bad, I could do a complete show here about what I feel about doctors next, but maybe that's coming here. I keep telling John to find me a replacement like that. My health sucks. Anyway, tonight's show is about marketing, and not so much marketing, but the marketing of politicians. And I'll remind you, the listener, that there are towns here in America that have not only elected but reelected a dog as their mayor. Dogs, as you know. Earthquake alert. Dogs, you know, as you know, they only get bribed for good behaviors. Anyway, I was reading this great article. It's called The Hidden Persuaders. And it's an approach on the sales of marketing. And they go through different steps here to persuade us as consumers what we should be doing to buy things. And this is what gets me is like, there might be a good story, like the Billings Gazette had a really good story, and I thought I would look at it. And of course, I can't view it because I have ad blocker on my browsers. Well, I pay for this internet, and I'm not going to sit there and have someone else's media platform pushed to me. And the one I like the most is, and I put this on Twitter the other day. There was an ad that popped up on on Mike Rivero's webpage on whatreallyhappened.com, and it listed my town. And of course, they do that through tracking cookies and IP addresses and stuff like that. And it referred to a party of four that had made countless millions of dollars in my town. And of course, this is that clickbait stuff. And I says, you know what? I live in a town of 200 people or less. It's mainly located on the left side of the road headed west. The only two businesses here are two bars. Usually one of them shut down all the time. But anyway, and the other one, like, and there are constant fights. But anyway, who's making this money in my town? And so I put this on Twitter, and of course, everyone that I know was replying back, hey, I get the same ad for the same place for my area, you know. But, you know, this is easy, this clickbait stuff. And this is all this country is designed for, is commerce, and just like all these wars and all this other stuff. But anyway, the hooks are lowered. And, of course, this is like self-images for everybody. You know, we have the RX medicines for our secret distresses that we have, whether it's it's like these ads on TV. That's why I don't like watching TV. But you might be into a good movie, then suddenly they break for a commercial interruption, and it's some big pharmaceutical thing advertising the need for you to self-examine yourself, where it says, are you lonely, depressed, feeling withdrawn in life? Ask your doctor about AstraZeneca, you know. And, of course, this is where you're self-diagnosing yourself to go in there and demand these drugs. But anyway, like I had mentioned before, my mom used to say when we were kids, Mom, I'm bored. My mom would say, well, if you want friends, go outside and make them. And, of course, today that's all been replaced with social media. We don't have no interaction. There's you can't say something to someone and suddenly watch their condemnation of what you just said. Matter of fact, like this kid over here, this Jewish kid is from a the IDF, they invited me over for a fireside chat. And since he's Jewish and former IOF soldier there, of course, I said IOF to him, and he looked at me like that. I said, yeah, occupational forces. You know, of course, he didn't see it that way. But anyway, so I said, do you realize Hitler didn't kill anyone? And then he just gave me this really interesting look, you know. And then I said, Mao didn't kill anyone. Stalin, Lenin, they didn't kill anyone. Pol Pot's didn't kill anyone. George Bush didn't kill anyone. Clinton's didn't kill anyone. Trump hasn't killed anyone. I said, those millions that have been murdered and stuff were murdered by people that were just doing their jobs. And Easy is his name there. He mumbled something in Hebrew, and I asked his girlfriend there, what was that? She said, grunts. It translates to grunts. He got the point. But anyway, you can only imagine a politician. They go out and they start all these wars or like that, and then they're out there on the putting green on the 17th hole trying to get their 70 par or something like that while they're having these soldiers out there go out and commit the crimes that they are actually in charge of. And then these boys come home and they're loaded up on PTSD drugs and stuff to combat the effects of war. Just like that breaking story here today from Seymour Hersh there that has hit the news again. It's on Mint Press about all the boys that were sodomized in front of their mothers from the U.S. military over in Abu Ghraib. But again, these are the ones that, like Henry Kissinger said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. And, of course, the only way to do that is through a sales package. You know, you're over there to, like George Bush says, we have to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. And then you have to sit there and think, well, then why are they importing them all over here now? But, you know, that's another story here. But anyway. The marketing has 8 hidden needs, and of course, it's you know, a lot of this is built in with a sexual overtone. Like you've seen commercials with some broad, nice-looking girl like that, but she's pretty filled out and like that, but she's eating a hamburger on top of a car. And of course, the ad is for the car, but you're not looking at the car; you're looking at her and that juicy hamburger dripping down and like that. You know, but this is how marketing sales works. You know. And of course, in a title of that is called "Back to the Breast and Beyond," "Babes in Consumer Land," the class and the cast of this sales room stuff to where they get people to want things. They don't need them, but they get you to want them, and that's why some of these stupid TV ads. It's like every single commercial, it's the same stupid product. I mean. I guess it's like repetition, you know. It's where George Bush says, you know, that he had to keep repeating the lie over again to catapult the propaganda, you know. And then, of course, we have our selling symbols, like Obama's Hope and Change. You can just see that little old sun-risen icon that he was using. But Donald Trump's, of course, comes in the form of Make America Great Again. Then we have the cures for our hidden aversions in life, the coping with our pesky inner ear, the psycho-seduction of children nowadays, the new frontiers of recruiting customers, the persuading us as citizens. This is the politics and the image boulders, molding the so-called team players for free enterprise. And, of course, the engineered yes. You have to say yes to all these things. You're supposed to sit there and say, well, hell yeah. Reminds me of when I was installing satellites during the height of 2003 when Iraq war broke out. And I'm going into all these bars and such and replacing and or upgrading or putting in new television monitors with new satellite receivers so that everyone could sit there watching Fox News as you got a bunch of these dried out old fart generals like that cheerleading the invasion of Iraq over there, and the entire barroom cheering as they're watching all these explosions and stuff going off. You know, hell, that's our team, you know. And remember, the whole war was over a lie. So that comes into question here again is the morality. And, of course, you still have to validate this. And then years later, we come out with all the number 10 Downing Street memos and and all this other information. There was another article here I was going to read earlier, but I kind of got lost on the wayside on it. Oh, hell, I fell asleep. But anyway, but it's how they sold the war, and it was all over lies. And there's over a million dead. There was almost 8,000 U.S. soldiers. They only list 5,000 because they only count those killed in action. And, of course, those were in Iraq. They never counted those that were flown out emergency to Germany's hospitals and stuff to receive treatment and died in flight or died in Germany. Those weren't listed as so-called killed in action. Anyway, what can we learn from all this? And I'll give you a couple examples of the media and in our politics today. George Bush in 2000. And I looked all this up. Believe me, this is valid information for the listener there. Where's my time? Anyway, the preamble of the platform of George Bush. Quote, "We meet at a remarkable time in the life of our country. Our powerful economy gives America a unique chance to confront persistent challenges. Our country, after an era of drift, must now set itself to important task of higher goals. The Republican Party has the vision and leadership to address these issues." So now I break here for a second. Has anything gotten better since Bush? No, worse. They continued in 2000 to say, "Our platform is uplifting and visionary. It reflects the views of countless Americans all across this country who believe in a prosperity with a purpose, who believe in renewing the American purpose together." Well, that sounded good. A lot of people bought into this. "This platform makes it clear that we are the party of ideas. We are the party that follows its bold words with bold deeds. Since the election of 1860, the Republican Party has a special calling to advance the founding principles of freedom and limited government and the dignity and worth of every individual." Boy, I tell you, Fiji is sure getting hit with earthquakes. Anyway, I'll pause here briefly there for those that might want to get a barf bag or laugh or something like that. But anyway, I try to remain optimistic. Of course, you know, the only ones that I see today who are actually truly optimistic there is some young Palestinian boy standing in front of an Israeli tank with a rock in his hand. To me, that's optimism. At least he's fighting the system there. But anyway, they continue there. "The principles from this foundation of both the Agenda for America in the year 2000 and this platform for our party, they point us toward reforms in government, a restoration of timeless values, and a renewal of our national purpose." I'll remind you that with George Bush came anything but freedoms, as well as a limited government, the NDA, the spying from the NSA, the wars brought on by this host of lies, and then, of course, there's the economy. Today, it's only worse, not better. And I got a break coming up here, but my next platform here will be talking about Obama's hope and change. But before I get on to that, though, you know, there's been some really severe deep earthquakes. These are over 500 and some miles deep, and they're big ones, too, and they always translate to more shallower ones. I've been following these quakes for mighty year, years watching these and how they transpire and stuff. But I'm really worried about what might happen in Brazil next year. But Indonesia right now, if you know, that's where Krakatoa is, and they're having volcanic problems over there. And whenever you hear this term El Nino, that underseas volcanoes over there off of Indonesia is where we get our massive heat that comes across the Pacific Ocean there that transforms into the Pacific coast there to bring us our El Nino rains. And it makes one wonder here, but I worry about that here because they keep warning that California is going to have the big one, which they keep stating 9.2. But the other issues is all this volcanic activity, especially over here in Yellowstone, that steamboat geyser, which has now become quite active and stuff. And it used to be active every 5 or 6 years, and now it's been spouting out like mad here lately. And, of course, then we have the asphalt that has melted in certain areas there, and they've had to close roads. Anyway, so, hey, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to call in and gripe about something. Anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Keith Rogers here in Western Montana with On Frequency with Keith Rogers. Hey, before I get on this Obama thing, Granny had just posted a thing here on Twitter here about that Philip Mudd. I guess that's how you pronounce his name. Yeah, Mudd. Anyway, he erupted there. He was talking on CNN to CNN host and got pissed off at the host and just told the host himself to leave. And it's like it's his show or whatever, but. But I thought it was kind of interesting there because they were discussing the fact that he being CIA, what he shares as far as intelligence, and he was trying to say that he made no money off of any of this intel that was chained or exchanged and stuff. But it just goes to show you, though, that this information is highly exchanged back and forth, especially between these corporations, and that's like the recent show of this dark money that has been floating around, not only here, but also in Europe. It's a big issue over in London right now of all this dark money. But these guys, it's a corporate espionage. Someone's knocking on my door. Hang on a second here. That's probably my sister. I got to worry about it. Anyway, so. Anyway, so this dark money is what gets all these politicians going, and the CIA and those guys selling all their their embedded knowledge, and it doesn't do anyone any good to know the fact that these guys are openly selling this stuff just as much as Congress, as it has been released here recently, that they, through their bills and stuff that they pass, is for these corporations, and of course they buy into these corporations, and from all that they make profit. And that's why someone that's hired to make for $174,000 a year, they've got countless millions in a bank. And it's the same thing with all these newscasters. Like, you look at Bill O'Reilly and those guys, that they're worth millions and millions of dollars, and that's because they're out there and they're paid to lie to you. So anyway, but that shows you the extent of how these corporations and stuff work together. So let's get back to this Hope and Change thing now. So the Hope and Change, how it ended, of course, with the FBI in turmoil and with the surging anti-police violence, the fears of voter fraud. This is from an article, by the way, the alleged foreign hacking. And, I always see that on Twitter where they're talking about Russia, 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 Russia. And I think Granny had posted something about that. I think she missed one extra Russia in there, but it's just constantly Russia, Russia, Russia. And then there's that IB Times article there where the United States has interfered in the elections of 81 countries there. And now over in India, where the police are actually arresting party affiliates that are all U.S.-backed. And, of course, this is to make sure that they keep their man in office. No different than over there in Yemen with the Houthis, who threw out their worthless puppet U.S. Leader, you know. But anyway, so this goes on with the foreign hacking, the sluggish economy. There is no economy. With the terror warnings and, of course, the two unpopular presidential candidates tearing each other apart like wolves. And, of course, this is, again, we're back to the same thing. You could have had Hillary in there, sure. You could have had Trump in there. It doesn't matter which one like that, because nothing's really changed. But we'll get into more about Trump here in a second. But this article goes on to talk about the heck of a job Barack Obama. And the only way that Obama could to show that he was doing things was, of course, with his cohorts at the FBI, that you can read the article in New York Times or The Guardian about how they created all this domestic terrorism. They paid these patsies upwards of millions of dollars. There's congressional testimony on that same fact about paying these patsies. The same over in North Dakota with the pipeline there, with that gal who allegedly shot someone. The person shot was shot with the gun that belonged to an FBI informant. And we have heard this FBI stuff just as much as when you read these articles of school shootings and stuff. Everyone was known by the FBI. That shows you the amount of spying that they're doing. And it's all used to control or manipulate. And this is more of that marketing there. So, with that, we have a commercial break coming up here at the bottom of the hour here. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana. Smokier than hell. Our big fire up in Glacier Park has really socked in the smoke down here. But, hey, before I go on with this Obama stuff, which I'd rather not cover anyway, but since he's my fifth cousin, I like picking on him. But anyway, I've been getting flooded in the snail mail here with credit offers and stuff. I'll get to you a second, Art. Goldman Sachs sent me one about how I could refinance everything like that on a small loan like that and low interest and stuff. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll do that, because after trying to keep my truck running or like that, pumping money into the brakes and new wheel bearings and stuff that really needed to be done, I applied and they says, well, you don't make enough money. Anyway. My credit score has been running 648, 649, something like that, for months and months and months like that. Well, suddenly it jumped to 710. Well, now I just got an email, that's why I'm breaking from here, where they said that my credit score has now jumped to 715. And this reminds me of exactly what they were doing on the latest, on the last credit crunch thing, to where they started inflating everyone's credit scores so that they could get just a little bit more to suck more out of people like that. It's because everyone, even the IMF and stuff, says that everyone is living off credit cards. There's $16 trillion worth of debt just off credit cards alone. So before I get back to Barack Obama there, Art, off the grid, how you doing there, sir?
Hey, man, how's it going?
tough times in the...
Since you really don't want to talk about the Bam Bam, I'll give you a little distraction here. Yeah, you know, thinking about all these school shootings and the ones that happen, the ones that are thwarted, whatever, they always happen in pretty decent-sized cities, don't they? Have you ever noticed that? They're always in really large cities of, like, you know, 7,500,000 people, you know, more than that?
Well, you know...
I come from county, in our county, all right? Our county, less than 10,000 people. We just recently had a supposed school shooting thwarted right here at our high school. Now, I find this very interesting because we're hearing virtually nothing about this, and this happened like 5 days ago. And the earliest mention I can see here is 3 days ago, and every single website, when you do a search, or at least here when I do a search, they're all local newspapers and local TV stations. I don't see anything of Fox or CBS or NBC. I see no mention in any of the main media anywhere about this. And you would think if they were trying to use school shootings as a way to raise awareness to gun violence in this country, don't you think a small town of less than 10,000 people would be the perfect staging ground for
in a PSYOP, you have to understand how this is working here. They tried this here at our school down here in town. Like, say, we have less than 200 things here, but they bus kids in and stuff like that, tribal and everything like that. But this is PSYOPs because they're getting children used to the police attention. And they pulled one of these drills down here, and the parents spoke up, said, you're not going to sit there and scare the crap out of our kids by bringing in these armed SWAT teams into our school. And that's all it is. It's to get the children accustomed to the massive military influence. And I say military because, remember, these cops are all militarized now. They're not just, you know, hi, the sheriff's here, and they're going to do a drill. They're coming in with AR-15s, everything like that, you know.
Well, here's what I find absolutely stunning about this whole ordeal. I have nieces and nephews who go to school there. I went to school there. But yesterday, we had a family get-together out here where, you know, the family got together to have a going-away party for my mom, who just passed away a couple months ago. We're having a going-away party for her yesterday. And they were out here, you know, the whole time they were here, not one mention. And I wasn't sure if I should even bring the topic up, but not one mention. And my nephew knows how I talk about things because he's like 15 now, and he knows how I talk about things. And I would think he's in high school there. He's a high school student there, but not one mention from him. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
Have you asked him what he thinks about these shootings and stuff?
No, I didn't even bother bringing it up because I didn't want his mom.
Also, Art, condolences for your mom there. But no, I mean, other than off times of just the family get-togethers, do you have a close family? Do you ever talk to him off the side there or anything? Or?
Oh, yeah, he and I have long, you know, he'll come over and spend weekends. During the summer, he came and spent a couple weeks with me. But he'll come over and spend weekends and stuff like that. And yeah, I took him to his first music festival. I took him to his first hibachi. You know, I mean, we have a very close relationship, so of course I talk to him about these things, and he's very receptive, which is why I was absolutely stunned that he didn't say anything. And the only reason I could think that he would not have mentioned it was because he's got little sisters who are like 6 years old.
Right.
And I'm thinking that maybe my niece didn't want the topic being brought up because she didn't want to scare them.
That could be, yeah.
But beyond that, I was stunned that, you know, my nephew didn't at least catch me off the side and say, hey, Uncle Art, did you hear about? But not a mention. I was very shocked. I'm just stunned. But I'm stunned that, you know, there's no mention in the mainstream media about this. And you would think that this was, see, it doesn't just happen in the big city. It happens in the small rural towns.
Yeah, well, like I say, Art, if you haven't noticed it, like, and I've mentioned this before, I scan five different counties here on the two-way here, but everyone is going ballistic here. Last night they had four domestic assaults. This is the next county here, about 5 miles away from me. Four domestic assaults last night, or partner family assaults, and then also a barroom fight in which five people were fighting inside the bar and ambulances. But everyone is coming unwound. And it's attention, and of course the rise. It's suicide call after suicide call. You know, a lot of them are attempts. Then you have people. There was one gal here not too long ago that they kept calling the ambulance here because she kept injecting herself with something. And another kid down in Arlie down there had injected bleach into his veins.
Oh my God!
But this shows you the extent. I don't. Art, that reminds me,
back in the late 80s and early 90s when I was homeless down in Florida, old homeless guys were dropping like flies because they were drinking things like lighter fluid.
Yeah, well,
spray Lysol through bread.
Yeah, I don't remember this stuff growing up there. We didn't have this autism and other crap like that. And now they said that I forget the park, it's I think in New Jersey, where 30 some odd people just died for overdosing on fentanyl laced marijuana.
Oh my God.
And like I say, I think this is my own opinion now, but I think that there's a calling of certain homeless and stuff just to get them off the streets, because like in San Francisco right now, all the crap and stuff. I mentioned to Granny there on Twitter that probably the best thing to happen to California is that 9.2 quake. Maybe it washed some of that stuff out in the ocean, like that, namely the people there. But and not all people in California are bad, but California is not the state I was born in. I can tell you that. Everything has changed. The whole country is going downhill, and no one wants to talk about it. All they want to talk about is this, oh, how great the country's doing. The hope and change. That's why I'm on this hope and change and Bush stuff about how we're going to restore. Matter of fact, Trump in his so-called military parade, which is supposed to cost $90-some million, has canceled it for a year. And so Trump says, well, we'll just buy jets. Well, why don't you do something for the homeless or the veterans? There's photos of veterans on VA floors laying there for hours because they can't get any attention.
Yeah, I was the same way when they were, you know, we're talking about this military parade and all this. And I'm on this new social media platform that's really pretty awesome. It's very First Amendment friendly. It's called OneWay.com.
OneWay.com?
Yeah, it's a whole new, these guys are going to replace Facebook and Twitter, and it's just absolutely amazing the way this is, they're still building it, but it's an incredible website, oneway.com, and it's oneway.com. But anyway, you know, I was talking on there about this, and it was like, you know, you would think, you know, first of all, the only people I've ever known, when you look at history, the only people that I've ever known that had military parades were tyrannical dictators.
Yeah.
And, you know, at $92 million for this thing, well, you know, that $92 million goes a long way to feed and house some homeless folks and, I don't know, maybe create some new jobs and, you know, hey.
Well, That was my premise of this whole show here, was the fact that they'll spend hundreds of millions of dollars to elect a candidate of their choice like that who does nothing there, when those hundreds of millions of dollars could have been put into their local economies and they could have built jobs or something, you know?
Yep.
But
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like you were talking about the hope and change, you know, he came in offering hope and change and left them still hoping for some change.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right. And I am working on that page there, okay?
All right.
All right. Sounds good. My best to you there, okay? All right. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. So back to my cousin Obama here, the war criminal. I hope you realize he's just got nominated for a human rights award, too. Talk about the audacity. These guys are like masturbating each other, and I hate to use that term there, but that's exactly what it is. There was a photo there from one of the generals from the Islamic Republic Guard over there in Iran, and he's standing there, he's giving a talk there, and I forget which, I think Al Jazeera had run the story there. And I says, oh, that poor, poor Iranian. He doesn't have any medals on his chest there. And I said, oh, that's right, because Iran hasn't attacked anyone in 200 years. And, of course, that I got a lot of comical tweets out of that there. But and I'll even say this. So Haaretz News out of Israel is probably one of the most liberal media platforms. But they come out and they actually say things that you will not find in American papers here, but I don't know if it's because they're bragging or what, like that, you know. But you would never see that printed in America because that's where the breadbasket is, you know. Right now, Israel is talking about gaining needing more money there for the protracted wars into the future and stuff. And of course, that tells you what's coming right there. And all I could think of was, yeah, that means more settlements, more U.S. dollars. He just got billions more, which would equal $32,000 a piece for every Israeli for the next 10 years to live off the American tax dollars. And don't take my word for this, but all you got to do is get out there with your cute little search engine that Israel has been arming the El Salvadorans down there. Where's all these MS-13 gangs coming from? Israel's arming the Buddhist monks over there in Myanmar. I mean, what does it take to piss off a monk? And of course, we have Israel openly acknowledging that they're arming the neo-Nazis over the Ukraine. And all this has a premise, like I've said before. This is to increase fear to get the Russian Jews and those others to all move to Israel, which includes more settlement buildings, more Palestinian homes and vineyards and all the stuff of olive trees being destroyed. But anyway, but nothing ever changes. It's the same old thing. So anyway, back to Barack Obama. He was the 44th president, as you know. He made history by being elected, period. They always call him the Manchurian candidate. I mean, how does a know-nothing get made into a president that has all of his records and stuff sealed? I mean, and of course, remember, he had the most transparent administration ever. But anyway. So he leaves the nation on the verge of crack-up. He flatters himself by insisting his tenure has been a roaring success. Remember, his Obama library is upwards cost of now $200 million at taxpayer expenses like that. And, of course, it's on hold now because there's a, what do they call that, an impact study there about what the actual library would impact in the local area and stuff there. But $200 million to flatter one of these presidents who's done nothing for the country and also killed other thousands. He's also ordered drone strikes on U.S. citizens. They've bantered around about to actually arming drones over U.S. soil. I mean, that would put an end to these California speed chases down the freeway, wouldn't it, where a drone would just take out the vehicle. But anyway. So back to what Obama promised, and that was, of course, to unite America. It has been anything but that. We see all these shadow groups connected to MoveOn.org, which is all this Democratic stuff. And I can't repeat enough that I don't support either party. So I see through the politics, but Jimmy Carter was a little bit different here. Where, but of course, they always have to, in the meantime, blame the public for everything. Carter, as you saw this where these Obama clingers, that is all the same here, trying to dislocate and disenfranchise other Americans because either you're white, you're black, you're Hispanic. Trump does the same exact thing. It seems like you can unite the left there with these poor immigrants at the border, but you can't unite the left to stop bombing and stuff or fueling these cartel drug wars through the Homeland Security and ATF and everything, which causes mass migration. What you gotta do is get on LiveLeak and look at the Mexican drug cartels here beheading people with chainsaws. Another Quake and Fuji again. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio, anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Keith Rogers with On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. During the break, I was going through the chat here. I was thinking of the old Western there of, you know, people that went out and did things, got things done. But I was thinking of Outlaw Justice, Willie Nelson, Jack Elam, and those guys. But they're all going to meet up at the River Brazos, at the bend of the river. And Jack Elam comes up there on a bicycle. He didn't have a horse. You know, Jack Elam, with his eye looking off in the distance there, says, "I would have been here faster, but I had a flat tire." Anyway, no one gets together to do anything anymore. They just sit back and complain, and that's what gets me. You know, if it was an LGBT pride convention or something like that, or some display like that, everyone would be out in mass on that. But boy, I tell you, they just continually let this country go downhill. They're not out demonstrating for actual change in this country here. They're actually just trying to pervert it more and more, you know, like that stupid satanic statue over there. And that talk about a separation of church and state, that demonic statue. I guess it's in Georgia there. But I mean, they're removing everything that's Christian in this country, but it's okay to put one of those at a courthouse. Remove the Ten Commandments and everything like that, but you can put these satanic statues up wherever you want, you know. Anyway, and of course, if that was Georgia, I keep thinking of the Guidestones, too, that there might be some co-relationship there. But anyway, so Obama, with his failure to, you know, this polarization thing, he wasn't able to unite the people the way he wanted to, which meant that his successor, i.e. Donald Trump, was going to be fraught with all of the stuff that Obama had done. And that's why Trump, or the GOP, has been out to destroy everything that Obama has done. But I like how this article goes on to talk about how America has been fractured at every single fault line imaginable. And when Art called in, like I say, when I grew up, I don't remember any of these issues. As far as school shootings, you could take guns to school. You had school shootings, but they were all done as a match. Hell, even watching those old Ironside shows, it's the same thing. Students brought their rifles to school. They had their specialized shooting championships, everything like that, you know. And this country was not as divided as it was. And I know you can get on talking about 5G and maybe these drugs that are somehow being used to change the body or something like that to be more receptacle to this RF and everything. Like, there's so many conspiracies out there, but you know, I never say conspiracy anymore, because so much stuff that we've been talking about out here for many, many years has come true, and mainstream media is trying to cover that all up, as well as massive censorship. Before the show, I sent one to Kenneth here. An account was suspended today on Twitter. It's called Duck of the Day. It says an account that tweets about ducks. That's all it does, is tweets about ducks, and it was suspended. I guess it crossed their political guidelines. I guess water didn't roll off the duck's back right or something like that. Anyway, see, top of the hour here. We'll be back for the next hour here. Stay tuned. 1-800-313-9443. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.